This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And we've been doing it for almost 10 years. Rick Miller's been with us almost all that time. I want to thank Rick for being with us. I want to thank Jason for being our engineer. He's an engineer on USA Prepares Monday through Friday. And that's something that's a nice treat because it used to be that we'd have different engineers every day. And now we've been assigned a steady engineer. Now, not that the other engineers aren't fabulous. They are. But Jason has been promoted, or maybe demoted, to the USA Prepares, and we really appreciate that, Ted Anderson and Jason. If you've got a topic and you'd like to, or if you're on topic and you'd like to give us a call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, if you'd like to call and listen, provided by Global Star, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. I'm Vincent Finelli. We're glad you're here. Thank you for being here. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Welcome, Vincent. Thank you for being on the air with me. I just, as I went on, have now realized one of my most serious problems going on. There was an individual. I just got the email, so now I know what's going on. I'm being profiled by something, and I'm being nudged by something, and I have no clue, but I need grace to call Julie now and get briefed. I need other people in my attempts to send email before we just went on the air. That's essential. Okay, moving forward, there was an individual up in Canada who was harassing me for more than 2 years as a stalker. And we ignored him for 2 years. And that means there was no input to him to keep him going for every day for 2 years. And so he had no idea whether he was affecting me or not. It just happened. Then it got to the point where he started threatening me. And then he started threatening my girlfriend. When he did that, I made a call to California of a friend of mine who had retired as a L.A. detective. He personally, helping me, went up to Canada, talked with the Royal Mounted Police, and that individual had broken federal laws and went to prison. Apparently, he's out as of last night because I just got an email. Last night, after I'm in bed, that means I didn't see it until the moment I'm about to go on radio with you. His brother lives somewhere in Olympia, Washington, and writes algorithms for Abbotsford. That's all I'm going to say about that. If anybody got what I just said, I need help right now. We've been trying to get Albert Schweitzer University off the ground since Beltane. May 1st. We've had hacks after hacks. My email on Site 5, which is Northwest Botanical, different than my website, which is now Squarespace, has been attacked, and we discovered 26 Chinese names that were associated and commingled with my email, that one of which was part of that Cincinnati bust four nights ago. That big sting on Chinese intelligence trying to go through old military computers looking for secret documents. That happened, literally. I don't know that they're related to Squarespace. What we were supposed to do back in February was move my old website, RichardAllenMiller.com, from Bluehost over to Squarespace. I did not authorize that, but it happened, and so I went along with it. I wanted GoDaddy. I was told by my brand new webmaster that that is not as good a site as Squarespace, and that I wanted to do this. I never wanted Gmail. I never wanted YouTube. I'm on YouTube. They're all compromised, as you may or not know, and I'm under such serious attack. This morning, I woke up overwhelmed, and I threw up. Now, I don't know that it's an AI. I don't know that it's a human being. I have evidence to indicate that we are most likely under attack. Last week, my third attempt to put a video together, it not only was that attacked a third time, but our backup, which was unconnected to the computer and all of that, was lost. And then when we tried to upload on a different computer, the download library, which is 20,000 things, that damaged hard drive. It did a bunch of things that we do not yet understand. And last night I was supposed to make a video, and I was just too bad to do. I'm not thinking clearly. I couldn't do it, and so I'm going to have to do it today. And I've got volunteers from all over the world now wanting to help me. It's too much for me, and I'm getting sick. I ended up doing class one, which didn't happen right with no video to explain things. Class two is now up and ready for download, but that video is broken. Class three is what I was supposed to be preparing for this Friday. By the way, class one was how to build an aquaculture system for children. And it's an excellent video. It's available on my YouTube channel. If you go to Richard Allen Miller and go to YouTube, you'll see it down at the bottom. It shows you how to build an aquaculture system for nothing by children. And what I did for that class was discuss the distinction between hydroponics, aquaculture, and dirt, and their advantages and disadvantages. And the meta part is growing earth element. I'm going to do water next, and then here, the earth, but without soil. That's the meta part of it for children. Last week's class was called the Herbal Pharmacy, What to Grow First. This week was supposed to be the salad bowl, and I'm dead stop. You know, the salads that you grow before you do vegetables and other things. And I'm talking about all the different kinds of salads for children to understand. While I'm doing all of this, I'm not trying to teach. Teaching is the way we do children today. I have been 50 years into teaching. Mike Mandeville was my roommate when he did his doctoral thesis on the experimental college, which later became continuing education across the nation. Then, when Dixie Lee Ray retired from the Atomic Energy Commission, she sanctioned and became governor of the state of Washington. She sanctioned the formation of Evergreen College, which now is a university in Olympia, Washington. I was first faculty and have had such students as Jeffrey Mishlove and Fred Allen Wolf and other very famous people now that have gone out and done their own things in physics. I taught shamanism, parapsychology, and witchcraft. Today, I am under attack, very similar to what happened when Aaron Dakin retired. I can't, Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley had called Matt Stein the night before I was going. He and I were going to do a workshop in Hollywood. That's exactly the same time I was attacked with Amazon. and you did something with Sam Bushman. But this Joyce Riley said to Matt the night before we were going to do the workshop that if you do anything with Richard Miller, you are never going to be on my radio show again. Now, I don't, that caused a schism, not between Matt and I, but between a bunch of people. They think that I'm a Satanist. They think that I'm trying to teach children. I'm not. Everybody that has listened to me and you in all your years, do I seem like I'm a bad person?
Is that a rhetorical question you're actually asking me?
Am I a bad person in your humble eyes? I mean,
are you going out maliciously doing damage? No.
Do you think I'm doing anything that's trying to hurt everything? I'll tell you what happened. I have access to a thing called Project Looking Glass, and it says if I'm allowed to do what I'm doing, the children that I'm teaching right now, their children will never experience war again. I have no idea what that, they're going to have their own problems, but they'll never experience war again. And I don't know if that's true or not. Project Looking Glass is not even as accurate as Edgar Cayce, so there it is. But that's what's happening. And I just got a notice from this guy that got stuck in Canadian prison. Apparently he's out, threatening me again on email this moment. I don't know what's going on. I do know that there's, my computers are acting funny. I know that around my friendships are all acting funny. So I made a call out for help. Dr. Norm Shealy was the one that called me, and he's called me several times, and I'm so grateful to have known this man for his help. I don't know whether he can help me or not, but one of his friends that he recommended, I called him. We're now going to talk again later today, I hope, at Dr. Scott Ashkenazi. And Ashkenazi, apparently, he and his wife formed a grief center or something, and he's a microbiologist, I think. That's what I'm doing today, is trying to get more information on who he is. Now, one of my old students, Dana Evans, is now back in touch with me. She lives up in, she's retired Air Force. She was a student of mine when, back 30 years ago, I did IES, Interactive Educational, and was the first classes online with computers when PC Link became AOL. And now I'm trying to do something else, but rather than teach children, I'm trying to show up and with all of my resources on how to put an herbal pharmacy together, giving them those resources and then fielding their questions and where they want to go. And the secret lesson of that was last week was synchronicity. When a child chooses a given herb for a specific reason, that was her homework, and then another child chose the same herb for his reason, and then what happens when that child interfaces with the other child and they're teaching themselves by using my information as limited. And that's what I'm trying to do now. It's a new concept in the way we approach our children, that they are smarter than we are, and it is my humble opinion that I am, because I'm so experienced on what I can't do, that's my limitation.
All right, we're going to be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Trevor is on the line from New York. Trevor, you'll be on next. We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Trevor in New York, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
I would like to start with apologizing for not following through with my man on the street.
Vincent, I need to interrupt. I cannot understand anything being said right now with my phones.
Okay.
I can't understand what he's saying. I can't understand you for volume. I need help here.
Okay, let's see. Jason, can you turn that pot up a little bit more? Okay, it's in Jason's hands.
He sounds like he's in a tunnel.
Okay, well, he's absolutely crystal clear to me. So it's on your end, Rick.
You just went fuzzy on me.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be.
I'm giving you the truth. Something else is going on here. Yeah. I can't understand what's being said right now. Sorry.
I believe it. I'm looking. Give me just 1 second here, Trevor.
Yes, sir. You've gone fuzzy on me. So
yeah.
You were clearer, and he was in a tunnel. Now something else has changed.
All right. So I'm looking at the meters. It looks like everything is just perfect on my end, and it looked like Trevor was just perfect as well. I can see through meters the quality, and it looks perfect. Well, Trevor, why don't you continue, and maybe Jason can adjust the controls to give Rick a little more amplitude.
Because I can't understand him. Thank you. Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Trevor.
So I'm sure you all are aware of the situation on the streets, so I guess that's a bit of a moot point at this point. But I'd like to talk about certain individuals, groups, persuasions that you cannot, say, talk about.
Hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, as long as you don't mention them. Well,
yeah,
here's why. Trevor, let me tell you this. I used to do a broadcast with Erin Dakins, and she and I were on the air, and we were thrown off the air.
What happened to Erin? Because I really liked her, but it felt like she was in the middle of something, and I don't understand.
Well, here's what I can tell you, and I don't know much. I have been calling them for years. Her husband, Brad, I mean, you met Brad. He was here at the farm with Erin. She, you know, when we had an expo, and we had a whole house full of people, and it was wall to wall. And so I know Erin pretty well, and we had broadcasted for years together, and I have not been able to get a telephone call through to her for probably 3 or 4 years now. They do not.
What happened to Joyce Riley and Sam Bushman? Sam Bushman is apparently back on the air.
Well, I don't think he's ever left the air, but I'll tell you this. Since you mentioned, Trevor, if you just hold with us, will you be able to go through the bottom of the hour break?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So Rick asked about Sam Bushman. I don't really like talking about other broadcasters, but I will because you mentioned it, and I did not want to leave the class hanging with what we're talking about. So USA Prepares originates at Genesis Communications Network. Other networks have picked us up. Other radio stations have picked us up, and they don't pay us. They just broadcast our feed, and they typically delete some commercials and insert their own. And they like us because of our content. That being said, AM, FM, radio stations, other networks pick us up. And Ron Gibson, with my permission, picks us up and puts us on YouTube. So Sam Bushman picked us up, and he liked our content and would delay play USA Prepares or live play it. And he called me one day, and he said, you need to limit some of your instructors. Specifically, Richard Allen Miller, Norm Shealy, and, you have them on too much. They need to go. And I said no.
Okay.
That's and, a long sentence, like what Duncan Rhodes did for me. He defended anybody that writes for Duncan. He defends them. I mean, that loyalty and all of that, but thank you for being my friend, but I wished I had been able to talk to you for the last 3 weeks. You have no idea what I've been going through.
Actually, I do, Rick. I have been... Rick, our farm is under siege. We are literally...
What did I do? What's going on? And Eric DeHammer, some other people have called me. There's an individual, and I don't know who it is, but now I've got this stalker that went to prison who is apparently now out. That was 2 years ago. And he was up in Canada. He broke federal laws in Canada and the U.S., and they stuck him in jail because my friend went up to talk directly to the Royal Mounted Police. They stung him and put him in. His brother...
Hold that thought. We're going into a break, and Trevor, please stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting scare this morning at the gate to Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas has ended with base officials saying the suspected gunman who prompted the lockdown has been neutralized, but it's unclear if he was shot or if he was arrested. All gates are still closed at the base. President Trump is sending help to Michigan after two dams broke because of flooding and caused
catastrophic damage in the community of Midland.
We've sent the FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers out, and they're very good at dams.
The president will be visiting a Ford plant in Ann Arbor, Michigan today that's producing ventilators now since the pandemic began. A group of doctors asking the president to end coronavirus shutdowns, arguing that keeping everyone at home is having growing health consequences, including casualties from suicide, stroke, despair, and alcoholism. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Republican U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not very pleased that Planned Parenthood is receiving personal protective equipment from the federal government. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is demanding that Planned Parenthood return $80 million they took from the Paycheck Protection Program meant to help small businesses.
And we learned yesterday that the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, abused this emergency process and grabbed tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for which they were completely, completely ineligible.
The Paycheck Protection Program specifically prohibits large affiliated organizations with more than 500 employees. Planned Parenthood is said to have over 600 employees.
The CDC releasing new information on COVID-19, saying it does not apparently spread easily when people touch contaminated surfaces or objects, though it says it doesn't mean to stop washing hands and disinfecting things. It can still transmit that way, but updated guidelines suggest that's not the main way to catch it. It's really person-to-person contact. And singer Neil Young is still performing during this coronavirus lockdown, only his audience is a lot different. He's been doing virtual concerts on his website and a series called Fireside Sessions. He performed outdoors last night in what he called his Barnyard Edition. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Trevor is with us from New York. And so, Rick, you mentioned Sam Bushman a couple times. Sam Bushman's a broadcaster.
And Joyce Riley.
And Joyce Riley. And Sam Bushman and Joyce Riley were working together. Sam Bushman was under the, there was an arrangement with Joyce, and he did work for Joyce Riley, and he was compensated for that work. And part of that work included writing a piece about Dr. Richard Allen Miller and publishing it on his website, Sam Bushman's website. And this was years ago. And that piece was, in my terms, a hit piece on Dr. Richard Allen Miller, describing that you were a personality a public personality, a radio personality, and that you didn't have the credentials that you claimed that you had, and I'm paraphrasing, and that was to be exposed. And it's something that you talked about on USA Prepares and delineated exactly what your experiences were and why you have your degree that you have. And so Sam told me that he wanted me to limit your appearances on USA Prepares from 2 hours a week to 1 hour a month at the most. And you were in good company because Dr. Norman Shealy was in the same recommendation, meaning limit him as well. And I said, and so Sam wanted me to do an interview with him on the air about this hit piece. And it was an attack on Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And I refused to do it. I said, absolutely not, I'm not going to do it. And I finally, he was very persistent. He would not give up. And this was many phone calls over a period of days. And I was sent the copy of this, we'll call it a hit piece, as are my terms. And I said, so is this a problem for you because USA Prepares is replayed on your network, Sam Bushman? Is that what this is all about? And he said, yeah. And I said, okay, take me off your network. You no longer have permission for USA Prepares to be on your network. Take us off your network. And that was the end of it. And I have not had any need to talk to Sam Bushman for years about this. And this keeps resurfacing. You know, I don't know, every year or so it just pops up. And so that's what happened. But Joyce Riley was behind it. Sam wrote the hit piece. Sam, it was read on the air on Joyce Riley's show, I believe. And
Why did she have me on her show earlier? And why did she have Matt Stein? And why did she call Matt Stein to threaten him when we did Hollywood? And why was Amazon at the same moment started publishing all of my books by other people? Where I lost income, and I went from being a normal income and surviving as a retired. I'm 76 now. I have 4 PhDs right now from credible universities, including Eric Frome, honorary ones, given me to stop this nonsense because of my education. The problem is, it never had a problem. Nobody has a problem with my information. And then, less than 2 weeks ago, we started experiencing serious disruption on trying to start a new concept in education for children and empowering children. And who would want to stop something like that? We don't know. We don't know why it's happening. But this morning, I threw up. It's been 4 weeks now since Beltane when I tried to. Beltane, by the way, everybody understands, that's when they turn the water ditches on for farming. That's been a thing when I started my bookstore to do my studies with the military because they wanted me to do studies in areas where you couldn't find the books. And so I opened a bookstore to allow me to have access to rare manuscripts, of which now I have 20,000 rare manuscripts and Bibles that I have accrued over 30 years of teaching metaphysics that has been accredited at such universities as Harvard. And I, you know, credit it. John Mack was the one that took my third course of 11 that I taught and then started alien abduction studies. Now, I've never had any problem in that arena, but now it's surfaced again in an area trying to stop me. And then last night, after I was in bed, I got my threat from this kid that has been put in federal prison. And so I see a thread going here that is persistent, and it's a cult thread because, guess what, guys? When you talk black and white, and Eastern philosophy talks in terms of yin within the yang, neither are correct any more than physics and religion as two brains in your brain. That's what the limitation of physics and religion are about, is that you have a choice, and you are able to decide for yourself, and everybody's different. And by the way, the way I'm telling it to the children is, all roads, any which direction you're going in. And that's I don't understand. You know, most of all of us know that we're going somewhere and in our mind's eye. But I'm suggesting that you don't know which direction unless you have a reference. That's why Walt Disney did a circle around himself. That's why you wrap yourself with white light. Everything inside is you. Everything outside is not you. And you talk to yourself. You do not talk to Ouija boards unless you have some kind of reference on where that information is coming from. And that's one of the first lessons I'm trying to teach children. How do I give it to them that they understand that no matter what they come up with is correct, way more than I am, because they're way smarter than I am. And what limits me is my vast amount of knowledge, which, by anyone's definition, is illusion. In the Tree of Life, there's only one place where knowledge becomes wisdom, and that's after Christ consciousness moving to God consciousness through the Sea of Kalansan, known as Daath, D-A-A-T-H. Now, I don't understand what's going on, but I'm sick, and I don't want to give up, because according to some of my friends, this may empower children like not Cloud Atlas and not my vision, because it's evolving. But I'm learning. This lesson tomorrow was going to be on the salad bowl, and I had an epiphany talking about synchronicity, where one child dialogues with another, and they see the difference between themselves, and that's where the magic's going to happen.
All right, let's put this topic on.
That's where the new direction in teaching is going to occur, is they're going to teach themselves, and we're just facilitators of some kind, knowing what we can't do. And the child doesn't know that, and they're going to make discovery that we never even dreamed of.
Let's put that on hold for a minute. Trevor, let's get back to you.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So why don't we start with learn who you cannot criticize, and then you'll find out who's in charge. That's Mr. Michael Rivera over there. I think this is along the lines of who we can't criticize and why. And, well, let's just say that I'm prepared to say that 1984 was a blueprint more than a warning, and we're controlled by a cult in the Middle East. Technology and politics is compromised at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, Doc Ram, you've stepped on some toes, and you're messing with somebody's income, with their capital, and that's why they're stamping you out. Dr. Sheely, the same thing with medical knowledge. They don't have someone to treat if they're healthy all the time, so they want to stamp out this. These people might be compromised, that you mentioned. They might have ties with some unsavory folks in the
Middle. Do you know what the coronavirus has brought positive to our culture? The first thing I noticed was personal space at the post office and in stores, where you can no longer crowd in tight lines pushing each other. And that's something that should have happened a long time ago. And so yesterday, when I went to the post office and my store, I gave all of those people that are on the front lines of battle right now, that's your new war zone, I gave them free access, you know, to my course. Anybody that's on the front lines, I don't care about the money. What I care about is giving you access to this information for your own decision. Choice. That's what made us God's favorite.
Hey, Vincent, you were talking with Doc Sheely about micronutrients Monday.
Yes.
I wanted to let you know that if you guys needed some sulfur, you can go to the Clinton House. I'm sure they got enough between the two of them. Some sulfur, some brimstone.
No, in reality, I was able to buy some sulfur. And elemental
don't they
sulfur.
Call it in the old pharmacy rose sulfur? Rose of sulfur.
This is elemental sulfur, and I'm going to broadcast it on our garden if it doesn't rain today. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk to Rick about, was the micronutrients in the soil, which ones he recommends. Trevor, I appreciate that. What have you found as a man on the street in New York?
Oh, geez. It's terrible. From the national grid price increase all the time, every year, just everything seems to go up. The politics get grimier and grimier. As you can see, I mean, Schumer there, he's from Utica, which isn't too far away, and he's a dirtbag. I can't say, you know, it's going to be profanity after that. I can't really say anything nice about the guy. They're sellouts, and they conform to that little cult that I was mentioning earlier. That's what it seems like to me, is that they're not loyal to America anymore.
I know some of these people, yeah. And I mentioned it this way on the air. So if someone were to ask me, Vinny, what are you? I would say I'm an American, and they would say, no, that's not what I mean. So what's your heritage? I would say, well, both sides would be Italian. My grandparents were born in Italy, both sides, mm-hmm. all four of them. Some people cling to a religion first rather than a country of origin. So I'm an American. I speak English. My loyalty is to the United States of America.
And your freedom.
Okay, first.
Of choice.
Of course, there's honesty and integrity that's in there, too. But it is not a religion or a belief system to conquer the world.
Yeah.
My country does not have a plank or series of planks to conquer the world through taking over education, taking over finance, taking over the political system, the government system, the educational system, the medical system, the media system. Okay.
All the computers. But
there is a book called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and they have those planks. They have those planks. So, class, if you want to learn something, you can go to YouTube while it's still available, and you can type in the word synagogue. You can type in the word of, and you can type in the word Satan. And you can sit down with a cup of coffee, and your jaw will drop.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option.
It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just went to an internet website. And this is a website that relates to radio broadcasts. And it says that it has terms and conditions. And if you want to know about the terms and conditions of using the website, you can click on a tab and you can read it. So I clicked on it. I copied the whole document, terms and conditions. It's over 3,000 words. Over 3,000 words as a viewer of a website that deals with radio broadcasts. Now, that should be quite startling. Why? Why are there over 3,000 words in terms and conditions about what is happening with you and this website? Why would there be 3,000 words? So, if you think that the media is not controlled, you are mistaken. Trevor, what other things have you seen as a man on the street? In stores, people walking around, congregating. Are you seeing people liking the fact that they're getting free money, allegedly? I mean,
yeah.
Inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Inflation,
I mean,
money.
I mean, half of them, they get that it's not good because they're going to see the prices increase in 3 months. And the other half are, oh, wow, this is great. I want to go back. I don't want to deal with the problems I had before. But, it's, you know, you got to face these things. I'm going back to work tomorrow, but it's not for what I was just doing. I lost my job as a locksmith. And I was learning so much. And I have to go back to culinary. I don't even know how that's going to pan out. So,
you know. Let me ask you a quick couple questions about locksmiths. I made a set of lock picks back in the 1970s, and in Missouri it's perfectly legal to own lock picks. Do you have any information you'd like to share about lock picks?
I don't want to teach the wrong. Let me put it this way: I don't want to give a child a baseball bat without them knowing. It's deadly in a sense that you could hurt somebody. It's a fun game to play, and you can help a lot of people with locksmithing. Mm-hmm. But I recommend doing your own research when it comes to it. Have good intentions whilst researching it.
I agree.
And you should take it as I did when culinary came around. They said you got to take a chef's oath. You know, would you serve it to your mother? You have to have honor with everything you do when it comes to cooking. Just like in locksmithing, you're there to protect and serve, basically, literally. You know, we're dealing with safes and such. So you have to, you know, this is Think of it as your aunt, your cousin. You're helping people that could be your family members.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I made a set of lockpick tools was because I own some locks that I can't get into. I've inherited locks that I can't get into. I've inherited equipment that has locks on it that I couldn't get into. And so it's for my own purposes. I don't go around burglarizing, but it's for my purposes.
Yeah, I could take a paper clip and call it a lockpick. I mean, you could have an obscure piece of metal and they could say that whatever it is, but you could say, no, it's a back scratcher.
Right.
I scratch my back with it.
Well, the point is, class, I think you should consider learning if you have situations like we have. Like, for example, we have a backhoe, and the key broke. I needed to use the backhoe. Well, I had a set of lockpicks, and I was able to make my own key, you know, a temporary key for a couple seconds so that I could use my backhoe. So there are a lot of reasons to have them.
Yep.
But none of them in my world concern crime. They're for my own purposes. It's like having the keys or a spare set of keys. That's what it is to me. So you can look that up if you want. What else are you seeing on the street, Trevor? Are you seeing people are more angry?
Yeah, the jobs are leaving. They love the money coming in, but they see all the places closing. JCPenney's, they see all these retailers going away that were iconic. Sears, they already had a knife in their back, but now they're just getting dirt thrown on their head. Everything's just gone. Everything's going away, and it's just bad. It's not good. I can't say anything good about the situation.
Okay, I'm finding that people, Rick mentioned it, friends are less friendly. They're getting funny, and I don't mean humor. They're becoming flaky. They're becoming situational friends, or it depends kinds of friends. Whatever happened to the way it used to be where a friend was a friend, you know, through thick and thin? It's more like... It's more like what we're talking about with that radio broadcaster who turned against Rick. I mean, what the heck was that all about?
It's the culture. It's the rotten culture.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share with us, Trevor?
Yeah, look up the USS Liberty, 1967. Find out who our allies are in the Middle East. And Godspeed, class. Godspeed. Yeah. God bless.
The USS Liberty was attacked by Israel. It was strafed.
It was
strafed.
Huh.
Yeah, and we did nothing about it to protect our men on that ship. Nothing.
You don't say.
Is that true?
I believe so. I think you are saying something true there, Ben.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks for calling in, Trevor.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.